Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Israeli Eurovision contestant Noam Baton won the public's heart with his song Michelle, sung in Hebrew, French, and English. Born to French parents, he got me thinking about the enormous contribution French Jews have made to Israel, including in the arts, entertainment, politics, and importantly, food. To learn more about this, I'm really delighted to have Jonathan Sarr, a French journalist living in Israel, as my guest now to tell me more. Jonathan, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Therese.
Jonathan, let's start talking a little bit about yourself and your story. What brought you to Israel?
So first of all, thank you so much for having me today. I'm really happy to be here. I have lived between several worlds myself. As you described, I'm a French journalist, passionate about arts, culture, and I've lived in France, Canada, and now in Israel. So I can tell you that I've experienced France-Israel relations not only as a French citizen, but also on a professional level through my work in diplomatic relations between Israel and France. I actually came to Israel less than a year ago, first for a professional reason, and now I am studying Hebrew at the Ulpan Etzion in Jerusalem. My journey to Israel has been one made of encounters, but also a love for the country. I didn't come last year. It was a long process. I came first to volunteer in Tel Aviv for several NGOs. Then I did a diplomatic course with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs last year, and now I'm studying Hebrew. After having lived in different parts of the world, like North America and France, I wanted to reconnect to my roots. I have a lot of family in Israel. I've worked with Israeli organization, and I wanted to build my life here.
Sure, it sounds really impressive. And I see we're going to have a lot to talk about when it comes to culture and arts. But before we do that, where did you live? Where were you born?
I was born in Paris, France.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's where my family is also.
And your family as well. So French Jews have immigrated significantly to Israel since 2000, with an increasing number every year. And I think it's like, you know, every year it increases by like 30%. Tell me what life in Paris is like for Jews.
So I would like to say that there's been a really long history of Jews in France. Jews have been living in France for centuries. So it's been a bit of a history of love and hate. The positive side of living as a Jew in France is that we have very old institutions that were created by Napoleon in the 18th century. We have very old communities. We have a large variety of communities everywhere. In France, we have different trends of Judaism. We have a great freedom of being who we are and practice our Judaism as we want. But on the other hand, we've been experiencing a renewal of anti-Semitism since the beginning of the 2000s, as you mentioned. That has been sadly marked by different murders of Jewish people in France. It started with Ilan Halimi in the early 2000s. I remember I was a teenager, and I went to a march against anti-Semitism and for the French Republic with my friends and family. And since then, it hasn't stopped, which is incredibly sad. And that is the main reason that explained the rise of Aliyah of French Jews to Israel. Right now in Paris, there are a lot of there are a lot of suburbs and areas where Jews cannot live as safe as it used to be. I have a family in some neighborhoods that used to be historically Jewish that is now unfortunately very unsafe. An aunt of mine who's a Kohen needs to remove her name from the mailbox, and people remove mezuzot. We had a lot of doors with mezuzot who have been burned down in Paris after October 7. And not only in the daily life, but also like the political spectrum and the political conversations that are being held right now around Israel, around the right of Israel to exist, the hate of Israel, the hate of Jews, the hate of democracies, people who don't not only criticize Israel, but also are asking for its destruction. This whole political conversations that we hear on media every day is also participating in a climate of anti-Semitism, which is definitely a hate of the Jewish people.
Yeah, can you just tell me also a little bit about the diversity? You spoke about Jews having a long history in France. Jews have also come from different African countries. What is the relationship between the diverse Jews in France?
So France has been a land of a land that has been welcoming Jews for centuries, as I mentioned. We had Rashi, who was living in Troyes in the Middle Age, but we had also like many prominent figures of Jewish people throughout history. The Jewish people that was living in France was mostly from an Ashkenazi background. Unfortunately, during the Second World War, France, of course, participated in the murder of millions of Jews of France. And that's a sad part of French history that we don't often recall, but I think it's really important to stress it out and to talk about it. And of course, after World War II, we had a renewal of the Jewish population coming mostly from North Africa. That's where also my family comes from. My mom was born there. In Tunisia, so I can tell you about it, it has been a revival for the Jewish community of France for a few decades. But unfortunately, right now, this community is also facing the hate that we just spoke about.
So let's talk a little bit about the influence that French Jews have had in Israel, We started off with Noam Baton, who did Israel so incredibly proud. What was it like for the French Jewish community to see him representing the country?
I believe it was, that's exactly how I felt as soon as I heard the song. It was a mix of pride, and at the same time, it was a wink to France, maybe to the French government. I guess how I could put it in my words, like, is that even though we are here in Israel, we can also represent French culture, the beauty of French language. It actually, the name of the song really made me, it reminded me of a very old French name, also a very old French song from the 70s. So the idea is that I got from this song is that Israel can preserve and reinvent the beauty of French language, can blend it naturally with English and Hebrew in a really multicultural identity with the modernity of English, the richness of Hebrew, and to me as an Ale Chadash, I immediately. I heard it as a subtle wink to France, maybe even to President Macron, who knows, and who everyone to who reduces Israel to political cliche and all the anti-Semitic groups in France who are denying the right of Israel to exist and to sing.
Yeah, I think it was so incredibly powerful. And also to kind of acknowledge that, you know, France is so part of Jewish culture, and Jewish culture is so part of France. And now you're bringing that culture to Israel. And a friend of mine who was in Israel speaks about, let's start with the food, the baguettes and the cheese and the wine. Do you want to talk a little bit about that influence?
Yes, it is. You can find some parts of France in Israel. I know many neighborhoods of Jerusalem are right now having a lot of French restaurants that are opening. We also can talk about the relationship between France and Israel without really mentioning Netanya, where I guess a lot of French Jews have family. We call it sometimes Little France, and you can definitely see there the lasting influence of French culture on Israeli academia and theater, cuisine, intellectual life. I think recently, the son of Simon Veil, who was a former minister in the French government and first president of the European Parliament, and who was also a Holocaust survivor, she's always been rewarded in the Francophone college campus of Netanya, and recently her son passed away, so that also revived the link between the French community and Netanya.
Yeah, you speak about Netanya being a little, I think they call it the Riviera of Israel. Do you think French will become an increasingly important language in mainstream Israeli society?
I think French will become a widespread language in a huge part of the world in the coming future. I'm thinking about Africa, West Africa, and some of the Arab countries who still speak French. So I do think that there is a lot of, like a big part of the world who will become Francophone, who is already Francophone, but will be increasing. That's one thing. I believe that it can become a strong language in France, in Israel, sorry. I believe that also France can bring a lot of things to Israel in terms of people, culture, language, human connections, education, culture, as we mentioned. I think Israel would definitely benefit from French culture, from language as well. But as we spoke, as the rising Francophone population in the world, I do also think that Israel has a card to play in explaining Israeli history, Israeli culture, Israeli technology to these Francophone countries, like mostly in Africa. I think there is a big work of Asbara that needs to be done in this world, so we can educate these populations. Yeah.
You know, Jonathan, you talk about Franco speakers in Africa, and obviously, Africa is very divided between English, Portuguese, Spanish, French. But I have to say that you can always identify a French-speaking African, say from the Congo or former colonies, mm-hmm. because they are so incredibly well-dressed. There's something about French speakers, that French culture, that is so incredibly sophisticated in their dress. Is that around the world? Is that around the world? French speakers around the world?
Yes, it is true. And I think France also, as a language, brings also the culture, the history. And I do believe that countries in Africa will benefit from the French influence in Israel, Israeli technologies and Israeli culture and Israeli NGOs who can go there. I think it's important to have these countries as allies of Israel. There are many organizations right now who are doing it with agriculture technologies, and I believe, yes, there is a strong relations that needs to be developed between these two parts of the world.
You mentioned that you were working with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Are you interested in a diplomatic career?
I am interested in a diplomatic career. I've been training last year as a shorter version of the the diplomatic course, official diplomatic course in Israel, called the cadet course. Yes, I am interested in humanizing Israel to the world. Like, I believe that a lot of the hate and the ignorance towards Israel right now is due to lack of knowledge and also lack of knowing Israeli people as human beings. And I do think that we would all benefit to create like genuine human relations between Israelis and other people from all around the world. So I'm interested in developing this this project, and I would actually like to apply it to the Francophone world. So that's why I'm talking about it, like to speak with all the North African, West African population, and explaining what is Israel to them, explaining them the Israeli culture, and make like cultural exchanges between these cultures and Israeli culture.
Yeah, I hope that we can one day welcome you in Africa, where there is not as bad a hatred as you would find in Europe amongst Africans for Israel, and the quality that the input that Israel can have in Africa is huge. So I hope that yes. that we do get to welcome you on the African continent. I think my last question to you would be around politics and French. Is there like a French bloc in voting in Israeli politics?
So you mean if France could have an impact on the Israeli politics?
No, French speakers in Israel can impact on Israeli politics.
Yes, I do. I mean, I do think so. I mean, we are big numbers of voters. I mean, there is a trend of Israeli citizens. I mean, French Israeli citizens. There is a political trend of voting for French Israeli citizens. I do think that with the coming of a new generation of Olim Chadashim, maybe it will bring more plurality, more diversity for the vote. But it is definitely a political tool and instrument for Israeli politics. I mean, it's a huge pool of voters, yes.
Well, you can definitely see the influence of French Jews on Israel, and absolutely another important strain of community coming in there. Jonathan, I'd like to thank you so much for joining me and for sharing and for really enjoyed our discussion.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
That was Jonathan Sora, a French journalist in Israel.